Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I am Steve Gruber, saying the things you wish you could every single day, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, being brutally honest and defending this great nation. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Three big things for you to know this hour. Number one, I want to talk a little bit about the giant fires in Texas. Didn't get to it yesterday, but I want to. They're claiming it's the second biggest wildfire in American history. That, my friends, is simply not factually true. And number two, a pair of lily white professors say in a new book, the biggest threat to America is other lily white people, but not ones like them, of course. Didn't get to that one on Monday either. I'll try harder today. And number three, why is Donald Trump taking such a big lead in all the latest polls? What is fueling his rise? Well, quite simply, it is his commanding lead on just about every major issue facing Americans today. The two big ones are Bidenomics and the border. And in recent weeks, it is the meltdown at the border that has become the biggest concern to Americans for a whole lot of reasons. Now, having said that, I want you to hear something that is really important. Because people from New York City to Seattle and all points in between, these big blue city mayors, have been blaming Texas for shipping illegals north and creating problems in their cities. Well, we've got the receipts here. That's not exactly true. The Biden administration has secretly dumped 320,000 inadmissible illegal aliens in at least 43 U.S. cities. From Latin American airports directly to U.S. cities. That's right, they didn't even have to cross the border. Just load them up and fly them in. The unusual program kept secret from the public, and this is from the Washington Examiner. The unusual program kept from the public involved at least 320,000 illegal aliens, and the administration admits are inadmissible, far more than previously reported, and I'm going to guess it's not even as many as that as it really is. Despite facing a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit from the Center for Immigration Studies, U.S. Customs and Border Protection has refused to identify the 43 airports it's dumping immigrants at after direct flights from Latin America. Every major airport in America has been getting these people. Go to the 43 biggest airports, see what you find. Large immigrant-receiving cities and media lay blame on Greg Abbott and his busing program. But it will not disclose the names of the 43 U.S. airports that have received 320,000 illegals from January through December of 23. It's continuing now. This is what they admit for last year only. Inadmissible aliens. Newitzin investigation, the administration's claims, it is keeping the cities secret because it's concerned that bad actors might undermine law enforcement to secure the United States. To secure the United States border. This is the crap they're going with. If they knew the volume of CBP one traffic processed at each port of entry, they would be, they'd blow your minds. The program at the center of the FOIA litigation is perhaps the most enigmatic and least known of the Biden administration's uses of the CBP one cell phone scheduling app, even though it is responsible for almost invisibly importing by air 320,000 illegals with no legal right to enter the country. No legal right to enter the country at all. That's from Todd Benzman, Center for Immigration Studies. We should have him on the program tomorrow to talk about this. What do you say? Meanwhile, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance says the issue at the border is just one thing. Yeah, just one thing. He says the problem is Joe Biden. Listen to what he says. Here it is.
Joe Biden opened up the floodgates. He implemented over 90 executive orders at the beginning of his administration that were meant to open the border. He and his Secretary of Homeland Security, they bragged about it. They said they were undoing the Trump border policies, and now 3 years later, we're living with the disaster of it. We just go back to this terrible murder of Laken Riley, who was killed doing what young kids just do. She was out exercising, enjoying her life, and she was brutally murdered by someone who shouldn't have been here. That person was paroled by the Biden administration. And I have to say, Maria, it's not just a radical departure from the Trump border policies. It's in some ways a radical departure from the Obama border policies. Barack Obama paroled about 5,000 illegal aliens per year. Joe Biden is paroling close to a million per year, including the person who brutally murdered Lincoln Riley. So we have a problem. It is a problem called Joe Biden. And unless we get him out of the Oval Office, we're never going to have a secure border because he doesn't have the will to do basic border enforcement.
And it's not Joe Biden. It is the entire Democrat apparatus, because let's be clear again, Joe Biden is not running this country. He couldn't run a bath. How the hell could he run a country? He can't run at all. Meanwhile, battle lines being drawn over illegals in New York State as counties take sides in the invasion. Listen to this.
The last summer, New York State offered to help by launching a $25 million migrant relocation program, paying an entire year's rent for every migrant family that chooses to move out of the city. The problem is New York's suburban communities don't want them. Just five of the state's 62 counties are accepting migrant relocations, including Suffolk County. But today, a county spokesperson tells Fox it's now reevaluating. Quote, Suffolk County is not, nor will it be, a sanctuary city, and we have not agreed to accept undocumented migrants. We are working with the state on clarification of the program. Rockland County's Republican executive Ed Day says this is the city's problem.
Because you asked for it. You're a sanctuary city. We're not. The fact of the matter is we don't have the ability to do it.
Yeah, you don't have the ability to do it. It's not just the out counties in New York State. The problems are exploding at shelters in New York City, too. And the sanctuary city laws are the basis for all of these issues. Listen to this.
You don't have to be a behavioral scientist to state that we're creating a terrible environment.
Mayor Eric Adams says the city is installing metal detectors at the migrant shelter on Randall's Island, and he is planning a visit to the site after another fight broke out at the shelter Monday night. According to the NYPD, a 23-year-old migrant struck a security guard in the face, causing a scuffle. Two migrants were placed under arrest and charged, but this marks the third violent incident to occur at the shelter in just the last several months. Adams again renewed his call to the White House to give migrants faster access to work papers.
You place 1,000 people in one setting and tell them they can't work. All they can do is sit around all day. Tempers flare.
Yeah, tempers flare, all right. And there's a change in the direction of where things are going. How do I know? Because Senator John Fetterman, believe it or not, says he wants a stronger border bill. What's been put up is not good enough. Listen to what he says. Here it is.
At least I, as a Democrat, you know, am willing and eager to go stronger than the border deal that was here. It might be actually appropriate given the circumstance here at the border.
Yeah. Keep that in mind. That's where we are. That's where we are as we move forward. Look, I've got a brand new deal for you from Well Connect, the affordable geothermal system. If you have a well in your yard, this hybrid geothermal system is affordable geothermal for your house, and now there is a 1 year 100% money back guarantee. A 100% money back guarantee. If you have a well in your yard, you have nothing to lose. A hybrid system can go into your house that'll heat your home and cool your home for pennies on the dollar for what you're paying right now. It's a fact that well water is actual renewable energy. You've been told a lot about renewable energy. The well water in your yard in the northern United States, that's actual renewable energy. WellConnectGeo.com to find out more. WellConnectGeo.com, a 100% money-back guarantee for a year. How do you beat that? I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Excuse me, have you heard of radon?
Is that a gas?
Is it something that comes up out the ground or something?
It's like poison gas.
Something dangerous that you're supposed to check on to make sure it's not in your home.
Now it's your turn. Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True, radon is a radioactive gas. True or false? The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
True, I didn't know that.
Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. Answer true or false. Homes with radon problems can be fixed. True. Homes with radon problems can be fixed.
So what do you do about it?
I'm going to dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
If I don't take care of it, nobody else will.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.